Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Jill's way of working from home. You know, it just occurred to me that these shows air a week after we record them. So we're talking about this. I've never seen such a current event, like minute by minute, what's happening that we're all involved in with this virus. And so hopefully a week from now, it's like we're talking about it and we're saying, oh, this can happen, and then it's over.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that'll happen in a week, but that would sure be nice.
Right. Today, Jill and I talk about Jill's way of working from home.
We said that.
Oh.
Before we get into it. That's what we didn't say.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
This is so funny. Wayne wrote, you guys have been around for a long time. Well, hang on, Wayne. Not that long. Okay, just kidding.
I think he means Land Academy.
Okay, that's good. What change, or just buying and selling land. That's true, too. What changes are permanent or temporary in real estate based on current events?
Love you know, it. We've been talking about, this whole week we've been actually talking about that. We're going to see, I'm going to very directly answer the question, we're going to see major permanent changes in commercial real estate. Is there really a reason to build a new office building? No. Do we need strip malls? No. If I want to order a Coke, I can just order one online or have it delivered. We're going to see much more mobile everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see people moving to rural locations like never before. And here's why, because this taps in, everybody's got kind of a irrational concern about something that's not founded at all.
Right.
Well, being a hypochondriac or a borderline hypochondriac, this is going to send you to the moon.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are going to move out of cities because of this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are going to have this thought. I work on a line anyway. I'm sitting in an office, in a cube, working on the internet. Do I really need to be there? Or maybe I can get a job doing the same thing, and then I can go live in a very small town where real estate's way cheaper.
I just thought of something, too, I wanted to say. I want to make a point. What's going to happen when this is all over and everybody says go back to work? I expect there's going to be some pushback.
Me, too.
My company says it's safe. I don't think it's safe. We all know there are still people getting sick. It's not like we're going to wake up one day magically. Seriously, I wish that were true. But if we wake up one day and magically, all of a sudden it's over, everybody's healthy, we're not going to get it again. Game over. No, it's going to be, and people are talking about that, the gradual getting back into work. Well, I can see the companies are saying, okay, the doors are open, you have to come in. And
right.
What are you going to do when the people push back and say, I'm not coming?
Exactly. Well, you're going to hire new people. But everybody wins there. You know, look at 9/11 as really, in the scheme of things, a micro example of how things changed permanently and how you got on an airplane, what changed with building security and all of it permanently. So,
metal detectors at the schools.
All of it.
Yeah.
So there's going to be huge changes here. Huge health changes, the way people go to restaurants, where they work. Jill's exactly right. And all of that trickles down quickly to real estate. If I owned a lot of stock in a real estate investment trust that invested in office buildings right now, I'd be done.
Do you know
maybe something like this is going to happen. Turns out everybody gets sick when they go to a hospital with their virus, and the people who work there get sick, or they're way more prone to get contract this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't have hospitals anymore.
Do you know what the hardest thing is for me right now?
Tiny little centers.
I got to tell you, the hardest thing for me right now has been I want to hug everybody. Not kidding. Just in between the shows, my friend walked by, and my first instinct is to run outside and hug her. And it's like, that's hard. I'm going to miss that.
Yeah,
I can hug you, though.
I don't struggle with that.
Okay. Anyway.
Today's topic. Jill's way of working from home. This is the meat of the show.
We're all goofed up.
Jill, how do you work at home with your significant other?
Oh, boy. If you, like me, enjoy your own space, this has been very difficult. There have been times that in the past, we both have offices here at the house. Frankly, this is Stephen's office right here. We're sitting in it. Mine is in another room on another floor in the back of the house, which is nice by design. I mean, it just kind of worked out that way. But even as our setup is right now, we have each enjoyed days where one of us is in the office and the other one's not. Even though we have lots of room, it's just nice having a place to yourself, right? We all know that. Well, we're not getting that right now. It's weighing on us. So we have to really be, what's the word I'm looking for? Patient and forgiving of everyone.
Or missing.
Or missing, yeah. Or hiding. Patient, forgiving, or hiding. So what's my work? I'm going to just find my work. Just ask me questions because you wrote this topic. So I'm not sure I'm going where you want this to go.
No, I can go wherever you want it.
Okay.
Do you wake up at the same time every day?
Yes, pretty much.
Regardless of where you work, in an office or here?
Yes.
Do you communicate the same or differently with people on your team?
The same.
Me too. Do you take a shower every day?
Yes. Not sure about some of our people right now, but yes, I do. I know I'm not. I don't mean you. I mean our employees.
Do you think that you are as efficient and effective from home as you are in the office, more or less or the same?
More at home.
So do I. Do you work off of a calendar that tells you what to do every day with meetings and all that stuff?
Yes. I may not like it all the time, but I do.
All right. So, because, you know, and I didn't know, honestly, most of those questions, I don't know how you're going to answer it.
Oh, okay.
I would have answered it in the same way. I feel like I'm way more efficient at home, but I've been responsible for my own income since the 90s. So this is no change for me. This viral thing, working from home, the only reason I ever go to work is if something really good happens and somebody on my team or they need to be high-fived, or like there's a birthday party, or there's any kind of like team building scenario, which I think is really effective, but we're seeing now you can do that on Zoom anyway. That's the reason that I usually go in.
Or just I go in to sign papers, like
and
sign
deeds.
Deeds
and stuff. There's a lot of traveling in there to sign deeds and notarization and stuff right now. But I don't think there's any difference.
No, not for us. We're really, really lucky.
But I really think, like everything, we've been doing this for 2 decades, Jill and I. So if this is your first week doing it, I can understand. There's a lot of distractions at home.
I remember. Do you remember? I remember when we first got together and it was first, you know, that deal that just pushed everything over the edge. And you said, you need not go to work tomorrow because you need to quit that job because I need your help. And I'm like, okay. So, and I remember it was weird at first because back then I get up at 5 a.m. you know, and to get up and going and get to the office and get be dressed. And it's not like I had a long commute, but still I had to plan that in there and getting kids out the door and all of that. And then that all changed. It was like, it was weird because I used to get up extra early going, now what do I do? Now what do I do? It was kind of funny.
You know, that's a great point. That was like 2010, maybe. Eight or nine. Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Yeah. We didn't, you know, Microsoft 365 wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
The file sharing that we were using was a Google Drive. Now it's like, now we can sit here on video with each other, have a conference in the drop of a hat, and then if there's any issues that need to be addressed, just change them. And
share documents at the same time. We sit there, right? We sit here on Zoom calls and we're in this document together at the same time, you know, inputting numbers and talking about it.
We have a lot of people that work for us full-time in the Philippines, so we've been doing this for a really long time with them. There's no change for them. Their income's not changed, and you know, that wasn't possible back then the way that it is now. We can share documents in real time. Or you ask them to do some stuff, and they wake up the next day, and it's done.
Right.
So if you've been doing this for a while like us, it's just now so much easier. And if you're brand new at it, enjoy it, because it's never been easier. It's all positive, I think. I think that there's a certain personality type that this will never work with. You know, that they don't have the interest.
Or the self-discipline.
Yeah, they don't have the interest to be an entrepreneur like our group does. And the adapt and overcome mentality just doesn't apply to them. They want to punch a clock, get paid, and then have a hobby when they're off work. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
What I think, though, working from home, if you're just into it right now, one of the hardest things is having the people around you. Your kids aren't used to it. Your pets aren't used to
it. Kid thing sucks.
They don't know that you can't interrupt mommy. Mommy's on a work call kind of thing. That part, I think, is hard for a lot of people. And I get it. And I understand that.
Yeah.
Even for us right now with some of our staff that are home, I'm like, I'm thinking about people calling in Land Academy and hearing, you know, a cat in the background, you know, or a dog when, you know, barking at, you know, a bird, you know, in a tree, you know that's going to happen. So, and we used to always try to hide it. Now, at least now we can say, hey, this is it.
Yeah.
You know, and I hopefully the person on the other end, it used to be thought of as a little bit unprofessional. Now it's like, nope, that, guess we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
So.
Still is unprofessional.
Okay. But sometimes you don't have a choice. You could be in a studio. Think about people. Gosh, we're so lucky and grateful that we are not living on top of each other and have space. Yeah. But I know there's a lot of people that, gosh, you have a couple roommates and you kind of maybe share a room. And it's hard to be working together. You got to kind of, you know, let's position your desk here and my desk here. Well, let's figure this out.
I don't know how far-reaching this really is, this virus. Like, yeah, we were thinking about having four kids, but we're stuck at home with this first one. So, nope, snip, snip.
Excuse me, that's called elective surgery, because that's not happening anytime soon.
All right.
So I hope you're taking care of that in other ways. There's no snip snip right now.
In a more natural way.
And by the way, I think you can get those other things delivered. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Jill. You never stop.
Well, you know, yeah, I got to get creative about a lot of things right now.
The only way it works for me working at home is to get up at the same time every day and look at my calendar, because I've got all of my stuff planned out to do there. So if I was doing this on Mars, Italy, or at my office or in my house, it would be the exact same thing.
Right.
The exact same stuff would get done without the commute and the hassle and all of it. So I think that you and I work really well on our own.
We do.
Very autonomous, and that we thrive in that environment, and actively chose it long before any virus.
It's true.
And if you're listening to this show, you're probably one of those people too. You probably want some financial freedom and time freedom.
I agree. Thank you. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are right next door on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us on the Land Academy Show for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Fun week.
Yeah. What's going to happen next week?
I bet you real estate prices will be cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Because we're going into this thing. They're not going up.
Uh-huh.
And, you and I will probably be in less of a better mood.
Uh-oh. Heaven forbid.
Next week, Jill and I will have spent a week's more of time being this close to each other.
Isn't this special? I'm so happy. Just kidding. I am happy.
Me too.
We got this. You got
this. It's
going to
be fine.
It's true. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.